So today is Makara Sankranti, the time of transition. It's the time when, by divine will, Nimai Pandit has gone to transition into Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When we spoke the other day, we mentioned his last night in Navadvip, visited by all the devotees with so much love and affection, being reciprocated. And in the dead of night, he, when 2-3 hours left before the new day, he finds that Mother Sachi, the whole evening, she's been awake and crying, and she's positioned herself in the doorway. And he approaches her, takes the dust from her lotus feet, and proceeds to swim across the Ganga and go to Katva. He told Nityananda Prabhu a few days before to tell 5 people this decision of his to take sannyas. Sachi Mata was one of them, so she could expect this. Still, it's heartbreaking for her and all the devotees of Navadvipa. We're told they're plunged into Viraha Sagar, means an ocean of separation. It was so painful and told, piercing the heart. But piercing the heart and thereby creating a channel for Krishna Prem. So the separation of Sachi Mata and Vishnu Priya, that's incomparable. But all the devotees in Navadvipa, and then we're told even non-devotees, some atheists who were previously mocking him, saying, well, now we'll be finished with that Nimai Pandit. But then there were others who realized, oh, we offended him, and now he's gone away, and you know, how will we ever get a chance to overcome our offenses? And Srila Guru Maharaj would sing a line from this song, something like, Nadia dar kore gora jaire, saying, you know, the life, the light of Navadvip, he's left us, and we're here plunged in the depths of an ocean of separation. And the word is spreading that he's proceeding to the ashram of Keshava Bharati to take sannyas. And that Keshava Bharati, he's in his ashram there, and it told, as Mahaprabhu was approaching, he felt like the sun had appeared in his ashram, this blinding effulgence. Then he realized it's a personality. But he first, the sun itself has descended in my ashram. Then he sees the beautiful figure of Nimai Pandit. And everything. Radha Krishna combined. Krishna's reality, the beautiful, beauty personified. What could be more beautiful but the combination of Radha and Krishna as one? So he's praising Keshava Bharati and humbly pleading with him, submitting to him that, please initiate me. And in this context, meaning sannyas. And Keshava Bharati saying, he's so beautiful. And also, he's only 24 years old. Generally, in the Varnashram Vedic system, we're told, up to a certain age, student life, then married life from, say, 25 to 50. At 50, retired life, vanaprastha. By 55, someone may be ready for sannyas. And he's 24 years old. So, and he looks so beautiful. This isn't someone who's socially unattractive, unpleasant. And he's against that. And he's thinking how to get out of this. He said, I can only do this if you will get your mother's permission. Right? And it's interesting how India was ruled. And still, but especially long ago, Guru Maharaj mentioned there was one doctor, famous like doctor, research scientist, and they always wanted him to go to Europe. He was always being invited to go speak at scientific academies and to the leading scientists of Europe. But he always declined their invitations. And they'd say, why can't you come? He said, because my mother won't give me permission. Even though he is a grown man and, you know, internationally revered, he said, no, without my mother's permission, I cannot go. And my mother will not give me permission. So wisely, Keshava Bharati said, then you must get your mother's permission. Thinking, she won't give permission, and then I'll be out of this dilemma, will be solved for me. But then he's looking at the extraordinary beauty and charm of Nimai Pandit, because he immediately starts running. He's going to go get Sachimata's permission. And Keshava Bharati calls him back. He said, he's so beautiful, so charming, that of course he'll get permission. Whatever he wants, that must happen. As if alluding to, who is this personality? Janmadyasya yatonvayadi turatas cha arteshu abhignya svarat. Of course, his divine will must prevail. Reality is for itself and by itself. So he calls him back. But then when the people understand that he's going to do this, it's unbearable to them, and the news is spread, and so many people are coming to Navadvip, and they're threatening Keshava Bharati. He said, if you do this, we will destroy your ashram. Swamiji, you cannot do this. Yeah. and they start having a discussion, and all people they're crying, they're wailing, but still somehow Mahaprabhu, his will is unfolding through gradual expression. And they call for a barber. The barber, seeing the beauty of Mahaprabhu, he thinks, how can I possibly do this? He doesn't want to shave his head. And also remember, this technically, it's Mayavadi sannyas, which was in vogue at the time. It means he's going to shave his head, seek everything. And again, this is unbearable to the devotees and the barber's hesitating, but somehow he's convinced, pushed to do this. He shaves half of his head. Mahaprabhu gets up, starts dancing and singing Krishna Nam. We're told one old lady, on behalf of all the devotees there, wailing and crying, she says, who invented this sannyas anyway? Who said you have to do this? Why? Who? And so, but somehow it's continuing, and Mahaprabhu, and Guru Maharaj makes this point that although he is such a, by leela, by pastime and position, a scholar, means, showing pastimes of extreme intelligence and cleverness. Now, in this situation, he's transitioned into like a childlike state of this divine consciousness. Right? Because it's what, in a sense, of what is being suppressed by him now will no longer be suppressed. So, but still, he's not conscious of the external world so much. So, told on his behalf, he deputes Chandrasekhar Acharya to do the sannyas. Certain things you'll have to do. He's in no condition to do this. He's madly taking the name of Krishna, sometimes standing up, dancing, singing madly. Then they have to calm him down. So Chandrasekhar Acharya, whatever they say, and now the initiate will, you know, like he's doing all those things on his feet. Mahaprabhu can't do it all. That barber who shaved his head, he said, how can I shave another head after touching, you know, Gaurachandra? He said, I can never touch another person. And Guru Maharaj said, we're told, he took the occupation of a sweetmeat maker afterwards. And due to the contact with Mahaprabhu, Guru Maharaj said, we're told his sweets had a very extraordinary quality and character to them. As he touched the, you know, sweetness personified. Right? Krishna relishing sweetness and becoming mad as an outcome. So, and the time comes for Keshava Bharati to give the mantram. And Nimai Pandit whispers to him that, like, I had a dream and a Mahajan came to me in the dream and said, this is the mantram. Is this the mantra? And he turns his ear, like the right ear where traditionally you speak the mantram, and Mahaprabhu says the mantram to him. And he says, yes, that is the mantram. So Vrindavan Das Thakur, they say, because of this superficial Mayavadi sannyas and their tattvamasi, thou art that divine substance. When Mahaprabhu says tattvamasi, he's saying, I am his. That's Gopi Bhav, which is the essence of Gaudiya sannyas. I am his. So it's saying, because he spoke the mantra into the ear of Keshava Bharati, Mahaprabhu's initiating him. Now he's a Vaishnava sannyasi. Now when he speaks the mantra of the Mahaprabhu, everything has been, you know, course corrected, adjusted. And upon completion, Mahaprabhu is singing and dancing madly, Krishna Nam, Keshava Bharati is joining him, everyone. And it's mentioned that crowd, it became millions. And they're saying, how is this possible? And then we come back to this concept of the contraction and expansion of time and space as demonstrated in Leela, in Krishna Leela and Gaur Leela. Because it's beyond the parameters of time and space and the world of time and space, even when it's brought into this plane, can contradict that. So what appears to be a crowd of thousands or hundreds of thousands, mysteriously, it's saying from actually the word used is a word that indicates, but not observable. Depends on the quality of the person. So in other words, gods and goddesses, they're descending. In some instances, we're told they're donning human forms, but so it's swelling. Everyone, the crowd, everyone wants to have a glimpse of the beauty of Mahaprabhu. Right? So it says, Sado pasya sriman drita manujakaye pranayitam bahadbi girvane girisha parameshti pabritti bi. Shabaktebya sudham nijabhajanam upadisham satchaitanna kime punar apidushor yasyatipadam. In the Chaitanyastakam of Rupa Goswami, he's saying, Brahma, Shiva, other gods descend in this plane, bearing the love and affection from their hearts to have a glimpse of Mahaprabhu, who's Swabhaktebya means with his devotees. Nijabhajanam mudram upadisham. He's showing how to be a devotee of Krishna. As Guru Maharaj says in beginning of Prapanna Jivanamritam, Guru Rupa Harim Gauram, Radha Ruchi Ruchavritam, Nityam Nomi Namadipe, Nama Kirtana Nartanai. That the Guru Rupa of Hari, the Guru form of Krishna, is Gauranga. Right? And how beautiful he is. Rupa Goswami says later in the Chaitanyastakam, Raso Dama Kamarbuddha Madhurudrila Damodra Tanur Utangshast Jati. Hiranyanam Lakshmi Varam Abhivank Angika Rucha Sachaitanya Kame Punar Pidashor Yashativatam Kamar Buddha Maduro Jala. Saying, how sweet and beautiful is he? Kama means Cupid, and our Buddha means 10 million. He's saying, if 10 million Cupids in full blown cupidity were to personify as one, this would give an indication of the sweetness of the divine form, the irresistibly sweet vision of the divine form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Vidyoti jatinam utangshas tarani kara vidyoti vashana. And his result, Radha Bhava Dyuti, Radharani's heart is so radiant, it's turned Shyama Sundar Krishna into Gauranga Sundar. So, but Gauranga Sundar Mahaprabhu, how Gauranga is he? Golden limb, that his sannyas cloth is glowing with his golden effulgence. So it's like a golden effulgence covered in saffron. And he's madly singing and dancing. So, but interestingly, Guru Maharaj, in parallel, it's Prema Dhamma, Devas Stotram, he says, Svarnakoti Darpanaba Dehovarna Gauravam, means 10 million brilliant, shining mirrors of gold. That's the Dehovarna Gaurav, the Gauravarna, golden color of Mahaprabhu. Svarnakoti Darpanaba Dehovarna Gauravam Padma Parijata Banda Bangitanga Sorabam Koti Kami Murchitangri Rupa Rasa Rangaram Prema Dama Deva Meva Nomi Gaura Sundaram. And here, his 10 million, Rupa Goswami's got his 10 million cupids expressing in one way. Guru Maharaj says, 10 million cupids will faint to see the beauty of Mahaprabhu. That shows you also his Rupa-like capacity for poetic expression, fully enriched with Rupa Nugalayan ontology. So the uniqueness and qualifications of Srila Guru Maharaj to express something like that. Very original, but alluding to Sri Rupa in a beautiful and glorifying way at the same time. So when the time for the name comes, normally it should be like, you know, Tirtha Ashram, Puri, Sagar, Saraswati, Ban, Aranya. There's 10 prominent sannyas names. And the sannyas guru's name is Bharati, which is one of them. But he's thinking, that won't suffice in this case. And we're told, Shuddha Saraswati, like Dibya Saraswati, because there's Saraswati goddess in this plane, but Dibya Saraswati, like we find in the Brahma Sangita. She gives some inspiration into the heart of Keshava Bharati. And so he says, your name shall be, because you're giving Krishna, you're the Yuga Dharma avatar. Right? You're giving Krishna Nam to everyone. That's, you've descended in the world to do that, but you're also reviving their consciousness. So you're giving Krishna, and through this this revolutionary revival of consciousness, Chaitanya, then your name shall be Sri Krishna Chaitanya. And everyone started, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Ki Jai. They're all ecstatic to hear that. And we're told that the father of Srinivas Acharya, who later, that, you know, Bande Rupa Sanatana Raghuyoga song and many other things, his father is there, like, because the word is spread from different villages, and he came, and when they give the name, he's so overwhelmed that he starts going, Chaitanya, Chaitanya, Chaitanya. And he's like in divine madness. And when he returns to his village, and the people will say, what happened? What happened? Nimai Pandit, he went to take sannyas. He'll go, Chaitanya, Chaitanya, Chaitanya. He's, that moment is forever impressed in his consciousness, and he's relishing it like on an endless divine loop, ecstatic loop. So Guru Maharaj said, whatever his name was before, after this, when anyone would refer to him, they'd say, oh, Chaitanya Das. Yeah, Chaitanya Das, he lives over there. Yeah. Are you Chaitanya Das? Chaitanya, Chaitanya. And with a few of his devotees, in the beginning, Chaitanya Bharati, Keshava Bharati, he wants to go with Mahaprabhu, and Mahaprabhu, all right, for some while. And they're singing and dancing. But after some time, it's Mahaprabhu and a few, like Nityananda, Mukunda, I think, Jagadananda, Damodar, like that. Vrindavan Das says, one group, Krishna describes a little differently. Saraswati Thakur says, Chaitanya Charitamritam is the ultimate arbiter of such things. So we can say, accompanied by his devotees, then he's madly, he's saying, Kahan Mora Prananat, Murali Vadan, Kahan Karun, Kahan Pan, Brajendranandan. He's engaged in the search for Sri Krishna, saying, where is Krishna? Remember previously when he said that Gadadhar Pandit, to calm him down, he said, don't, you know, calm down. Krishna's in your heart. He's in my heart. And he was going to rip his chest open to see Krishna. And they said, no, not like that. No, don't do that. But now, in this childlike state, he's madly searching for Krishna. And that's what this, that's what Krishna consciousness is about. I remember, on speaking of Srinivas Acharya and the Shad Goswami Ashtakam, the last verse says, He Radhe Brajadevi Ke Chalalite, He Nanda Shuno Kutaha. It's saying, where are Radha and Krishna? Where are they now? That's He Radhe Brajadevi Ke Chalalite, with Lalita Bishaka. He Nanda Suno Kutaha. Where's the son of Nanda Maharaj? They're saying, where are they? And Prabhupada would say, this is the essence of the Krishna consciousness movement, is the search for Sri Krishna. And then later, Guru Maharaj gave, search for Sri Krishna, reality the beautiful. The search is what is valuable. The searching mood. Like Guru Maharaj says something interesting in his description of this, that he's saying, necessity in the absence of fulfillment yields separation. In other words, you have some necessity, it's not being fulfilled, that implies that there's separation. That's why separation is the key to Krishna culture. Because we cannot want to, ostentatiously make a display of achievement by such high things, and we know that's untrue. Or the Milan, the meeting pastimes of Radha and Krishna. But separation is realistic from our present position. And it happens also to go to the very highest position, which is a very beautiful and wonderful thing. And who is giving this mood? None other than Mahaprabhu himself. This is his, Gurudev's expression, tasting matter. That's what he said we should be clearly focused upon. What is the tasting matter of Mahaprabhu? You can hear this person and that person. Anyone can say anything. He's saying, what is the tasting matter of Mahaprabhu? It's about separation. The two Zenith points and his pastimes. So we're told for 6 years after the sannyas, 5-6 years, he's traveling around, staying in Puri, but also going around India, South India particularly, preaching and meeting the leaders of all the different schools of theistic thought and atheistic thought, you can say too. And demonstrating the superiority of Krishna conception. But, why did I say this? Because, yes. But, so 24 years, told, you know, of the Navadvipa pastimes, then at the age of 24, we're saying he takes sannyas. Then the next 24, those six, in that sort of situation, the last 18, really, in Jagannath Puri, and the last 12, and during the time, 18 to 24 time, the Rath Yatra festival. What is the Rath Yatra festival? What is Jagannath Puri? Jagannath Puri, as Navadvipa is Vrindavan, Jagannath Puri is taken to be Dwaraka. And just as Krishna left Vrindavan, and that plunged the gopis into an ocean of separation, Mahaprabhu leaving Navadvipa, same effect upon the devotees there. He's residing in Puri, Krishna went to Dwaraka. But in Jagannath Puri, he's celebrating the Rath Yatra. And what does Guru Maharaj describe that from when he said, Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Saraswati Thakur went on a pilgrimage, a parikrama of so many holy places in India. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, man of real bhajan will prefer Kurukshetra. And Saraswati Thakur told his disciples, he said, yes, we all know Vrindavan is on the Brajamandal parikrama. He says, Vrindavan is for the shallow, hollow thinkers. A man of real bhajan will prefer Kurukshetra. And this is, you know, an outrageous statement from one point of view. Guru Maharaj says, when he heard this, he said, it was as if I fell out of the top of a tree. He said, all along, we're talking, Vrindavan's the highest place. This is the place of Radha and Krishna. It's the domain of the highest section of liberated souls. Only they will be given admission there. And now Guru Maharaj is saying, that's for the shallow, hollow thinkers. The real man of bhajan will prefer Kurukshetra. What does he mean? How can he say this? And Guru Maharaj reminding us, saying Saraswati Tagore's statements were mostly revolutionary. And he's not speaking to unqualified people. Some of them very qualified Sanskritians, born in Vaishnava families, and their guru is dropping statements like this. But we should not think offensively, neither should we, how do you say, casually or incautiously repeat these things, but understand the point. What does he mean? It's from a particular point of view. We're talking about a particular quality. And so Guru Maharaj perfectly expresses this in an aphorism when he says, service according to the intensity of its necessity draws remuneration. Right. This is Guru Maharaj. Service according to the intensity of its necessity draws remuneration. And to give an example, say like a glass of water is nothing. Said a glass of water on a battlefield is of immense value. That means the intensity of its necessity determines its value. So he's saying service. And where, so then the spiritual strategist will say, where's the zenith point of service necessity? See, they're not talking about what's the most confidential thing of that Radha and Krishna. I want to hear that. I want to hear confidential pastimes, the state secrets. Right? That's not what they're saying. Is where's the zenith point of service necessity? That's their way of thinking. They say, oh, well, that's where separation reaches its highest point. Well, then where is that? Oh, those Braja Gopis and Vrindavan who they're cursing the Creator for making eyes that blink. Right? What does it say? Yad anikananam tutir yugayate tamapashyatam kutila kundalam tamapashyatam. They're saying, these girls, the so-called half-civilized jungle girls, they're saying like, who is this Creator? He doesn't know how to make eyes. I was noticing the same thing, because we're trying to look at Krishna, and then the blinking. Yes, intolerable. What a fool. That's how much love they have. He made eyes that blink. Foolish. Doesn't know how to make eyes. So they who cannot tolerate the blinking of an eye, right? And what does that feel to them? Trutir yugayate tamapashyatam? Yuga. Feels like a yuga. Like when we see some super slow-mo thing. They show you the normal speed, and then they go, now in super slow motion with our new camera. You know, and it's like, you know, and you're going like, wow, it's really slow. So for them, how slow is it on a Gopi cam? A yuga, right? It's a yuga. So there's intolerable. That's what it is. We think we're so clever. We're the first person to ever think of certain things. They're way infinitely beyond. They can't tolerate the blinking of an eye. It feels like a yuga. It just keeps, oh, right? Till it will open again. And In separation, it feels like that. So that they've been separated. Krishna, he lives in Vrindavan. Remember, because they lived, you know, in other places before Vrindavan. For like, 7 years, from 5 to 12. And it's mentioned, such an auspicious personality when you count, you know, do 1.5. times 5, and what, you know, so it means he, like, from to 18, like 10, 11, 12, to 18, something like that. Then they're separated from him. So all this time, those who can't tolerate the blinking of an eye, for yugas, ages, they're separated from Krishna. In Kurukshetra, they get to meet him again after this long, intolerable separation. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur concluded saying, that's the zenith point of separation and service necessity. if we can render some service to Radharani and her service group at that time, he's saying the remuneration from that is incalculable. There's no question of ever descending into the mundane or anything remotely like that afterwards. Right? She's so grateful to her serving group at that time that what exceeds the constitutional capacity of jiva souls to experience, that means in Krishna Prem, the, you know, Prem, you know, what is it? Man, you know, Sneho Man Pranay, Rag, Anurag, Bhav, Mahabhav. Bhav means this type of Krishna Prem only experienced by Subal and Brajagopis, but Mahabhav. Sometimes we're told Mahabhav means, you know, Mahaprabhu and Srimati Radharani, but it implies Radharani's group, her intimate group. What's beyond the constitutional capacity of a jiva soul? Gurumar says, that Mahabhav, Radharani, out of gratitude at that time, is saying, here, taste what we're tasting. And Gurumar said, once you've had a taste of that divine substance, what to speak of all other taste? All other rasas become tasteless. So, although it's not given in the Hidden Treasure purport, but he has said it could be and included the famous sloka, Bishaya Vinibartante Niraharasya Dehina Raso Varjam Raso Pyasya Parandrishtva Nivartate. Param Drishtva, when you experience the higher taste, higher experience, all the, you lose any affinity for anything less than that. Guru Maharaj says, the higher taste is Gaur Lila. Right? Is this. So Krishna, Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchitananda, that Krishna, Supreme Enjoyer, Bhoktaram Yajna Tapasam, he knows everything about enjoyment. And as Gurudev said, in this world, everyone understands what enjoyment, the enjoyment of union is. He put it that way. And he said some other things too, and I couldn't necessarily say that right now. But he made it clear. And he said, but who can understand the sort of joy that the heart is capable of experiencing in separation? And that is Mahaprabhu's tasting matter. And he quotes Rupa Goswami, Pidabir Navakala Kuta Katutam Garvasya Nirvasyano. Prema Sundari Nanda Nandana Paro. I can't remember the rest. But what it's saying, it's this famous sloka from Rupa Goswami. So he's saying, what is this like? He said, it's like you've been bitten by a cobra, your body's infused with cobra venom, it's hemorrhaging, and you're being showered. And an endless shower of nectar. So, Baihe Vishajalahoi Bitore Anandamoy Krishna Premar Adbhuta Charit. This is the extraordinary characteristic of Krishna Prem. That, what's that snake that ven bite? What is that? Sarp Viraha, the snake bite of separation. That's what it is. And saying, and then this extraordinary nectar shower. That's what Krishna Prem is. So when Guru Maharaj says, necessity in the absence of fulfillment brings separation, he means to say, when there's deep hunger, then you will appreciate eating. So when there's a deep separation, then how much more ecstatic and tasteful union will be. So Mahaprabhu, what to underscore Bhaktivinoda Thakur's point, what is he doing in Puri? What is the focal point yearly? The Ratyatra pastime. And what is that? Radharani and the Brajagopis at Kurukshetra, meeting Krishna. And this, it's Dwarka Krishna, it's Jagannath. And Radharani is venting her heart that, you know, Shama Gopa, we're disappointed to see you in the Rajvesh, the kingly dress. As Bhaktivinoda says in the song, in Vidyanagar. Oh, when will Gauranga Mahaprabhu give up the Maharaj robes and come with us again in Srivasangam? Radharani, give up this kingly dress and royal paraphernalia and come in your gopa vase, your gopa dress with your flute on the banks of the Jamuna, beneath the moon. That we want. And Radharani and Braja Gopis, they're pulling Jagannath. That's what they're doing, and what people are with that cart. They're pulling him by the ropes of love and affection back to Vrindavan. And Jagannath is overwhelmed. Dwarka Krishna is overwhelmed in separation from Radharani and Braja Gopis. And in this stunned, ecstatic condition, they're pulling him back to Vrindavan with their love and affection. This is when Mahaprabhu, he's actually trying to go to Vrindavan, but he's sort of circling madly, lost in madness. And one thing, the pull of the hearts of the devotees is preventing him from going any further. So he's circling. And there's other aspects to that too. Bring some super happiness to those places. So that's one point, that Rath Yatra, every year he's celebrating that with his devotees and taking himself to be Srimati Radharani, Anyero Hridoyaman, Moraman Vrindavan. For most people, their heart and mind are the same. For me, my heart and Vrindavan are the same. So come back to Vrindavan, like put your lotus feet again in Vrindavan, put your lotus feet again in our hearts. As the Ahushchate Nalina Nava Padara Vindam, Yogeshware Hridi Vichintam Agadabodhe, Sangsara Kupa Patito Taranavalambam, Geham Jisham Api Manasi Surya Sadana. And Krishna telling Braja Gopis, Mayi Bhaktir Hibhutanam, that everyone considers themselves fortunate if they get a connection with me. But I consider it my good fortune that I'm the object of the pure love and affection that is in your hearts. These are the slokas and the things that Mahaprabhu is thinking about when he's dancing and singing before Jagannath at the Rath Yatra. So it's the zenith point of separation that forces the heart, the pierced heart, to yield this type of superior substance. And the other point, in the last 12 years of his life, behind closed doors with Srup Damodar and Ramananda, and that Brahmar Gita, when Uddhava comes with the message to give relief to the anguish of separation in the hearts of Radharani and Braja Gopis, and Radharani lost in divine madness, speaking so many things to the bumblebee. These are the things that Mahaprabhu is relishing. But this sannyas beginning point is his madly searching for Krishna. And Krishna's in Dwarka Krishna, he's in in Jagannath Puri. So what is he's saying to go to Vrindavan, but he's going to Jagannath Puri. That's where he's going. Jagannath. When Mahaprabhu sees Jagannath, we're told he sees Shyamasundar Krishna. And on his way, he's in some place where he's not hearing any Krishna Nam. And he's like worried about that. And he meets some cowherd group. And there's one little boy there, and they're dressed like cowherd boys, and they see him, they're going like, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. And he's saying, oh, Hari Bol, you know, Hari Bol, and cowherd boys and cows. Sounds like we're getting close to Vrindavan. But Nityananda Prabhu, aware of all these things, because they were with Mahaprabhu, and then sometimes, like, you know, they're a little distracted or going to sleep, Mahaprabhu, he disappears, their hearts are breaking, they're worried, and they hear some pathetic crying, wailing. He's saying you could hear Mahaprabhu for like 2 kilometers. And then they rush to him. Or sometimes he's roaring. And I said, what was his roaring like? 10 million lions. Not one, or five, or 100. Like 10, imagine 10 million lions roaring when he would roar. So, and this way, they can find him. But Nityananda Prabhu tells those cowherds, like, if he asks you, he's trying to go to Vrindavan. If he says, like, which way to Vrindavan, Jamuna, and all that, point this way. And they go, oh, okay. And that young boy tells Mahaprabhu to go in this direction. And he's going, and he sees in the dress of a renunciate, Nityananda Prabhu. And says, oh, Sripad, are you going to Vrindavan? Yes, I'm going to Vrindavan. He can't recognize Nityananda at the time. And Nityananda Prabhu said, just see before us the Jamuna. And Mahaprabhu, he's so overwhelmed to see the Jamuna. And he starts saying this sloka of Kavi Karnapur, Chidananda, Chidananda Bano, Sadananda Shuno, Paraprema Patri, Drava Brahma Gatri, saying, your liquid Krishna Prema, anyone who will have your darshan or bathe in you will be blessed with Krishna Prema, you're the daughter of the sun, Guru Maharaj, and actually in this regard, Guru Maharaj speaks a whole section on the subject of evolution of consciousness. How by seeing a river is being addressed personally. Because they see what's in the background. Right? So Ganga, Jamuna. And then, so he is so happy to bathe in Jamuna, he thinks he's reaching Vrindavan. Then when he comes out, he sees there's a Dvaita Charja waiting with clothes, dry clothes. And he says, he's so surprised to see a Dvaita. How did you know I was in Vrindavan? And the Dvaita Charja says, is this a joke? Wherever you are is Vrindavan. It says, Jata Bhaktivinoda Narta, Jata Vaishnavagan, Seistan Vrindavan, wherever the Vaishnavas are, that is Vrindavan. He says, wherever you are is Vrindavan. What do you mean, how did I know you were in Vrindavan? Stop teasing me. Then Mahaprabhu was saying, like, looks at that sannyasi, like, oh, it's Nityananda. He said, I've been tricked by Nityananda. And Advaita said, well, actually, there's always someone who gives it. He says, well, because this happens in like Ambika Kalna, you can still go by there. It's not that far. Samudra, Nagar, and then when you go, there's two ways you can go to Calcutta. One goes through Kalna. And you look, there's, and it says, the Hooghly. Remember, the Hooghly is the Ganga. It's not some other river. It's just, I don't know how it got that name. From the British, our British friends, maybe. But it's the Ganga. People forget that sometimes. Anyway, he said, so the eastern side, it's considered Ganga. And the western side is considered Jamuna, and you just bathed in the western side. So Nityananda has not told any lie. But Mahaprabhu, he's like coming out a little bit, and it's been like 3 days now. They give him the dry clothes, and Advaita is saying, I am just a humble, poor Brahmin, but if you would come to my house, and you've been fasting for 3 days, and take some your first alms there. And he agrees. And then Nityananda Prabhu goes to Sachi Mata, who's been standing like a statue, just crying incessantly. Toladvaris, everything belongs to you. Like she's saying, whatever's the Lord's belongs to the devotees. So you all, just these things, everything's for you. And she's devastated. Vishnupriya, we can't even say. We can't even say. And it's not sad. Cannot be. But Nityananda Prabhu comes and tells Sachimata that Nimai will be at the house of Advaita in Shantipur, and you can come there and cook for him. And in the meantime, Sita Thakurani and Advaita Charya, they've made so many things, and so happily Advaita Charya Mahaprabhu, they're taking prasadam, and Sachimata will come and cook for Nimai, and he will say to her that, "Mother, this body belongs to you. What would you have me do?" He said, "I would like you to stay with me, but that may cause people to abuse you. So if you would stay in Jagannath Puri," and you say, "Well, that's perfect. If you would stay there, then devotees are coming, going, Navadvip, Jagannath Puri, I'll get some news from time to time." So, Hare Krishna. Any questions about this? Not another question. Yes.
In this lila, you described Kurukshetra, and we know Kurukshetra of Bhagavad Gita.
Yeah.
And what connection does they have?
Yes, it's not, we're not referring to the Kurukshetra of Bhagavad Gita, but Kurukshetra being the place where, during the solar eclipse, Radharani and Brajagopis come from Vrindavan. It's an excuse. During a solar eclipse, one is recommended to go to some holy place, do some, you know, pious activities there. So, again, it's all, when we say the necessity of lila. So, conveniently, we can say, the solar eclipse is there. Radharani and Brajagopis, Nanda, Yashoda, they all come from Vrindavan. And Krishna and the queens and the retinue of Dwarka, they come, and that's where they meet. But Kurukshetra, in the Bhagavad Gita sense, that's another pastime and another mood. This is being highlighted as the zenith point of separation. And so think about it. Mahaprabhu, what is he famous for? His pastimes. The Rath Yatra pastime. That's every year. That's the significant. There's some others, but that is the most significant pastime. And what is it about? It's about separation from Krishna. That is the point. And then behind closed doors, what? Another separation zenith point, the Brahmar Gita. So it shows these two, you know, it's underscoring. This is where the most substantial sort of culture is taking place. It's why Mahaprabhu descended. Right? What does it say? Sri Radha Pranaya Mahima Kidrisho Vanayeva Svadyo Yenadbhuta Madhurima Kidrisham Vamadiya Sokyam Chasha Madanubhavata Kidrisham Beti Lobha Tad Bhavadya Samajani Sachi Garba Sindo Harindu. Three things. Radha Pranaya Mahima. the greatness of the love of Radharani. It says Vanayeva means that she alone possesses. So that means Mahabhav. Mahabhav Chintamani Radha Thakurani. That he wants to experience. Svadhyā Yenadbhuta Madhurima, the astonishing, incomparable sweetness of Krishna. He wants to taste that. Then the third thing, Sokyam Chasya Mananubhavata Kidrisham Beti Lobhat, and the ecstasy. Taste it, so the love she alone possesses, the sweetness, taste the sweetness of Krishna, and the ecstasy that she experiences. This is the reason he's appeared. This is in the beginning of Chaitanya Charitamritam. So it's revealing the private reasons that Mahaprabhu, his personal, private reasons of this avatar. His public service, Nam Sankirtan distribution. Bahiranga Kori Nama Sankirtan, Angaranga Bhakta Kori Rasa Ashvadan. In general, Nam Sankirtan distribution, and with the select group, Rasa Ashvadan, relishing that. Krishna knows everything about the joys of union. His Govindam, Adipurusham, etc. But this he wants to taste. The what Radharani experiences in separation, that's captured his curiosity. Rupa Goswami says, Aparam kasyapi pranay janavindasya kutuki. Kutuki means curiosity. Rasobstamam hritva madhuram upabhoktam kamapiya. So he steals her heart and halo to relish that position.
Oh. Parikrama, visit that place. Is it the same place?
I've not been. But, you know, there's, we call it battlefield of Kurukshetra, where this meeting, you know, the GPS of where this meeting took place, I can't say. But we're talking ontologically, and that's more substantial. We have to remember that. Yes.
Maharaj, you mentioned that Bhagavad Gita Shloka 259, Raso Varjam Rasopyasya, how, and that Param Drishtva, the superior taste,
yes.
Gaur Lila, how, in what form or how can it be revealed for someone, or could you say something more about that?
What we're talking about, the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. See, someone might think, oh, yeah, that's just to bring you to the point of relishing Krishna Leela. So once you get that, then maybe not so much need anymore for that, right? One could think like that. And that would be to think incorrectly. That's the point. Because of the focal point of separation, it's yielding a superior substance. That's what Guru Maharaj, he's drawing a contrast in this sense between Gaur Lila and Krishna Lila. So he's saying, to really, put it this way, to really relish Krishna Lila, this is a prerequisite to that relish, right? And utterly relishable by the devotees, as evinced by Mahaprabhu himself. See, if it was something secondary, auxiliary, redundant, or whatever, then it wouldn't hold so much charm for Krishna. You understand? This is coming with Krishna's recommendation. who is in a unique position to make this recommendation, because only he is the supreme enjoyer. And he's saying from something that only he can really say, is that in comparison, this is sweeter, more relishable. So in the sloka before the one I mentioned, Sri Dhammar is saying, Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikritir Ladini Shakti Razmad Ekat Manavapi Bhuvi Deham Vedam Gadoto. They were one and then they separated into two as Radha and Krishna, and they become one. And so Guru Maharaj will say, so which is first, Gaur Leela or Krishna Leela? Which comes first, the giver or the gift? Mahaprabhu is the giver, the gift. So which is first, the giver or the gift? It's inconceivable. They're running in parallel. But the pastime of Mahaprabhu is Radha and Krishna and the Braja Gopis. If you see all the parallel positions in Krishna Leela. So what extraordinary pull this has on their hearts to eternally for these pastimes to be running in parallel. But Gaur Leela has the added advantage for us of being the magnanimous distribution of Krishna Leela. Right? Krishna Leela being Madhurja, Gaur Leela being Odarja. Vrindavan in distribution mode, Navadvip. Krishna Leela in distribution mode, Gaur Leela. And Guru Maharaj said, the Rasa Leela in distribution mode is Mahaprabhu's Nam Sankirtan. And what did he say about Navadvip? It's distributing Vrindavan. Every atom of Navadvip is capable of giving Vrindavan in full. So it's especially relevant and meaningful for us in terms of aspiration and coming in connection with something substantial. Sometimes Guru Maharaj will say that, you know, Gaur Gadadhar, it's Radha Krishna in their Acharya Leela. So they're deciding how this will be distributed. What could be better than that? Nothing. So Kaviraj Goswami and everyone is recommending repeatedly, just hear this. Just hear about the pastimes of Mahaprabhu. And gradually some impression comes to the heart. And subsequent revelation. They're self-illuminating the pastimes of Mahaprabhu by hearing them faithfully from the, Gauravag Vigraham Vande Gaurangam Gauravaibhavam Gaura Sankirtanomatam Gaura Korunya Sundaram Prapana Jivanamritam, the intro. Gauravak Vigraham Vande, who Saraswati Thakur? He's the speaking about Gauranga Murti, personified. Kripaya Hari Kirtana Murti. He's the personification of hearing about Gauranga. And by faithfully doing this, hearing from such agents, we will be blessed with the capacity for appreciation. So you see, so many times Vrindavanas Thakur or Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami at the end of the chapters, after expressing some pastime of Mahaprabhu, they say, anyone who hears this will get the association of Mahaprabhu. Anyone who faithfully hears this pastime will taste Krishna Prem. It doesn't say that, and who totally understands the infinite to an infinite degree, it doesn't say that. Saying anyone who hears this and appreciates this faithfully, they will achieve the lotus feet of Gauranga Mahaprabhu and everything implied by that. They will taste Krishna Prem. So then we should think, well, let's hear the pastimes of Mahaprabhu every day. And by the grace of Guru and Vaishnav, some impression comes to the heart, some appreciation. And we could say, ultimately, relish. They'll relish hearing these pastimes. Hare Krishna.